On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Hey, Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I was here way early for the show.
Yeah.
Like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, oh, you did the morning show?
I did the morning show. Pat Kerrigan's a little bit sick. So,
yeah. I know. I heard Tony Landucci on the air the other
day. Yeah, I know.
It's like, wow, blast from the past. Yep. I like Tony. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is really good.
To hear
I miss him.
A little more from him. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, I'm George Adair. We do this show every Wednesday at 12:03. So set your smartphones to remind you. And if you do miss the show, you can always go to the KSRO.com website where you will find past shows. I don't know, like half a dozen of them.
Yeah, about 10. Yeah.
And you go to our Facebook page and find who our next guests are and who our previous guests were. And if you want to jot down their contact information, because we like to have good people on the air that we think are a benefit to the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So today we'll be joined in just a few minutes by Rob Angus Jones. He's with the Terra Firma Global Partners Group, which is a great local real estate firm to work with. And Roger Ferrer will also be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. But hey, folks, are you not sure if you qualify for a mortgage? Time to give the folks at Bay Equity a call about purchasing or refinancing. You can reach them at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Sit down with you, review your loan options, let you know what you're eligible for, let you know what you need to work towards. You need to run your credit, you know, and get an idea of what your credit's doing for you. I got to tell you, I ran my credit last night. It's good to do once a year.
Right.
I had a collection on my account or on my credit.
You did? Did you know about it or
no,
not?
No, I didn't know about it, and it wasn't valid.
Oh, goodness, okay.
I mean, basically, PG&E said I owed $125 on a property I sold 8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I asked them, well, what was the billing period for the collection? It said March 2016. So it's obviously not right, and it needs to be taken care of. And, of course, now I've got to go through the process. So no one's really immune from it.
Right.
And these things can happen. So you want to definitely make sure that you're checking your credit regularly. And as part of the process to qualify for a home loan, your credit score plays, you know, a real important role. So we analyze credit with our clients, go through, see what's up, see what needs to be fixed, see what they can do to hopefully increase their credit score. It's all part of the process. So again, give Bay Equity a call at 707-583-8100 if you have any specific interest in getting a home loan.
I have a question for
you.
Have things changed in terms of qualifying for home loans since we have a new president?
Yes.
Okay.
Strangely. So, you know what? That's a good segue. I'll jump to that article.
Okay.
So, 2 weeks ago, we received word that FHA was reducing the mortgage insurance annual premium by 0.25% pretty much across the board. So, effectively, what that meant was homeowners that use the FHA program to insure the lender against loss on a loan, they have to pay mortgage insurance as part of their monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
It went down quite a bit. And then one of the first executive actions that Donald Trump took on day one of the inauguration is pulled back that reduction.
Oh.
We don't know if that's a permanent pullback or if it was just part of a greater review of many policies that were kind of snuck in towards the end. I mean, there was all kinds of things that were happening. Government is operating as usual, but there was also some maybe political issues that were kind of being pushed through. And so my opinion is that we could still see a revision to the mortgage insurance premiums. But yeah, that was an immediate change that happened as a result of Donald Trump coming into office.
But that was only available for like 2 weeks?
It never even got rolled out.
Oh, it didn't. Oh, okay.
There was an anticipated launch, reset of that of that amount. And we had heard through the Mortgage Bankers Association that there was a likelihood that it was going to be suspended, that reduction of the mortgage insurance premium. So we as a company made a decision not to offer it because we would have had to change kind of a bait and switch almost, which creates a disclosure issue too.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I was confused about that. I heard a little something. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm going to ask George.
Here's what you can expect. I think this is an example of that. Here's what you can expect. Donald Trump and a Republican House and Senate want to reduce the impact and role that government has on mortgage lending. People are so comfortable and used to mortgage lending being dominated by the federal government mm-hmm. because of the purchase of mortgage-backed securities, quantitative easing program, and other measures. The reduction of the cost of funds, federal cost of funds rate, has been artificially suppressed for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's healthy for the government to get out of lending. For many years, the government has been the biggest purchaser of mortgage-backed securities. So FHA was not designed to have such a large role in lending that it has had for the past 4 and 5 years. Mm-hmm. FHA became the subprime lending option, and it overexposed FHA, which is why all the mortgage insurance premiums went up, because the default rates went up and it became a problem for the government to be so overexposed. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, I think what we can expect from a Republican-dominated government right now is paring back, pulling back from government, making it as easy for government to be the go-to lender. The privatization of mortgage lending does need to come back because otherwise the taxpayers' exposure is too high. And really, government got in because of too big to fail mm-hmm. and because of quantitative easing and all these other measures like TARP and things that were happening.
Okay.
Great question. Well, there we go.
There we go.
Cover that segment. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You, of course, are a real estate agent with Terra Firma Global Partners.
Yes.
And tell me about Terra Firma for our listeners who are here in Sonoma County. It's a great alternative, great choice for people to choose.
It really is.
Yeah.
Call ourselves a boutique company. Mm-hmm. We're about 55 agents, mm-hmm. and we have a presence throughout Napa County, Sonoma County, and down into Northern Marin.
And you know what I like about Terra Firma is it's when you say boutique, what that tells me is local, knowledgeable, not franchise. It tells me that you probably have a higher level of experience with transactions here. Right. Is that all true?
That's all true, exactly. Our owners are local. The agents are all recruited for folks who put the customer first. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. Our motto is to have a relationship for life
yeah.
with our clients. And that really kind of changes the way you do real estate. It's not about closing the deal. It's about making sure your clients wake up in 5 years and they still love their house.
And my impression of Terra Firma as well is that you have a lot of highly professional full-time agents.
Exactly.
You get into some of the franchise companies that are nationwide branded, they'll hire kind of anybody, really. I mean, there's very, very good, competent, and capable real estate agents in those companies, some of the best in the world. But there's also a lot of people who don't do anything. They hang their license there. That's not what Terra Firma is about.
Right. No. We're all full-time professional agents. We all are continuously going through continuing education mm-hmm. types of programs just to keep at the top of our games. Mm-hmm. We don't have anybody that's just kind of filling the space.
Yeah, filling the space. Mm-hmm. I think there's a Saturday Night Live skit. They talk about fill the space.
Yeah.
More cowbell.
Right.
Sorry, that's for my wife. She loves that one. You do have a listing, actually, talking about space. So you're operating in Sonoma Valley.
Yeah. My primary location is Sonoma Valley. Uh-huh. I go all over most of Sonoma County, actually.
Sure. I get that. But you you specifically have this listing today that you thought was kind of one of those, it's not like a hidden listing, but it's a hidden gem maybe that a lot of people aren't exposed to, and you wanted to share. I think from a price point, affordability, locale, yeah. it's probably something people should know about. So tell us about this listing in Sonoma.
Yeah, I'd love to. It's located in Boys Hot Springs, in a terrific little mid-century 1950s ranchers neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a best-kept secret of the valley, I think, in terms of the houses. They're trending up. People are coming in, rehabbing them. This one actually, the house itself needs a little love, mm-hmm. but it's also the biggest house in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So the value is certainly there. The square footage is there. You've got a wonderful private backyard, 4 bedrooms. The master suite has its own ensuite, spa bath, 2 full bathrooms, very large kitchen with a little eating nook. attached to it.
Okay.
So it's got a lot going for it. It just needs somebody who can come in with a little bit of vision and polish it.
Well, I think the price point's good. I've got Roger Farah here. He's our manager in the Rona Park office of Bay Equity Home Loans. Thanks for
Hi,
joining
George.
Us. Hey, Roger. So you're partnered with Terra Firma there in Rona Park. Share some airspace and locale right next door to each other in the same suite, right?
Yes.
Tell us about why you're excited about Terra Firma.
Terra Firma Global Partners is just an excellently run company. They handpick their agents, so they definitely are scrutinizing and handpicking their agents. So they're hiring really high service agents, and the service that you're going to see from Terra Firma is just incredible.
Yeah. Now this price point is it's actually pretty affordable for a lot of folks, isn't it? So this one's listed at 589. Is that right?
589.5.
Okay, 589.500. As far as loan values go, loan limits go, it's right in there with the conforming high balance, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So Roger, tell us the listeners a little bit about some of these programs, some loan programs that would fit this price point.
So they could possibly go VA. I don't know if it's been scrutinized for VA pest report or not. I'm not sure. But also we could look at jumbo rates as well as Fannie Mae rates.
Yeah. So there's a lot of diverse loan programs available. So, Rob, when someone's looking in the buyer's market and they want to make their offer shine, what are some of the strategies that you employ in recommending their to strengthen their offer?
That's a great question, because even at this point where people have so much information at their fingertips, they're not doing the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to do your homework and do your prep work by the time you get out and start looking.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sit down with your lender. I always point people to direct lenders. Bay Equities is certainly one of the companies that that we point people to. Sit down, get pre-approved. Mm-hmm. Not the quickie online print off letter thingy that
involves a spaceship.
None of that.
Whose name shall remain nameless.
We know what they are.
But yeah, I mean, to know exactly what you can afford and to know what you can do to sweeten
position your
profile,
offer better and
position your
and
offer
move quickly,
better.
Right?
You have to be ready to move quickly. Even at this point in the market, at this time of year, and this is why we're talking about the little house on, and I didn't even give the street address. It's 676 El Dorado Drive in Sonoma.
Right.
Even at this time of year, where most of the buyers have left the market because of the holidays, and they don't tend to come back in until the rain lets up a little, you have to be prepared to move quickly when you find what you want.
Yeah, strong advice. Well, we got to go into our commercial break, but Rob Angus Jones, he's with Terra Firma Global Partners. Great little listing there in Sonoma Valley. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to go see that one?
Easiest way, give me a call on my cell, 707-934-5880.
So 934-5880, or go to the Facebook page. We've got his information up there. It's facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Rob, thanks so much for joining us today. And
thank you.
I like this listing. We'll have you back, talk about another one sometime.
Great. I appreciate it.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the new the Giving to Heroes program that we offer. It's fantastic. I'm George Adair. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Golden State Warriors basketball on KSRO 1350 and FM 103.5 is brought to you by Hansel BMW.
Hi, I'm George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm reaching out to loan officers and mortgage professionals. Bay Equity is now hiring loan officers for positions in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Rona Park, and Windsor. Bay Equity was founded locally. We offer employees and clients the latest in technology and business systems to make it easier to close a loan. As a Bay Equity team member, you'll benefit from our unique best practices and promotional tools. Bay Equity's mentoring, mastermind groups, and coaching represent a culture of excellence and success company-wide. If you're serious about taking your lending career to the next level and providing an outstanding lending experience, then now is the time to take action. Call me, George Adair, for a confidential conversation at 707-583-8100. Bay Equity offers great benefits, including medical, dental, vision, 401k, plus more. Let's work together to elevate your lending career. Reach me at 707-583-8100.
Equal opportunity employer.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We do this show every noon. No, we don't do it every noon. We do it every Wednesday.
We do it every Wednesday, not every noon.
No,
you're right.
But it does sure come around pretty quickly,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But hey, if you ever want to go hear some of the older shows, because it's not a Wednesday, mm-hmm. you can go to ksro.com and check on the Ask the Expert series of folks like me. We've got a lot of other good folks up there, too.
Lots of good programs, yeah.
Yeah. But you also go to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. We've got all kinds of information there about current and previous guests.
Mm-hmm.
And like the page if you like us. Don't like it if you don't like us, though.
But you can still look at the information.
You totally could.
Yeah.
You could be like a peeping Tom without
exactly.
liking my
just
page.
Just like sort of a creeper.
Creeping in there. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. Number 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. That will get you into an office where you can talk to people about your home loan needs. It doesn't put you on the radio.
No.
No. If you want to be on the radio, we don't do that anymore. We used to do that.
We did.
Hey, you know, it's a really exciting time today. I've got Roger Farah. He's our manager in Roanoke Park with Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Roger, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you know, Roger, one of the things that I really appreciate about you is the service to our community and your previous life, so to speak. Tell us about what I'm talking about.
So at 20 years old, I became a firefighter for the city of Santa Rosa, and I worked there for 17 years.
I've got images of a hot 20-year-old calendar. No?
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. I was in really good shape then, actually.
You were, yeah. And you took the job very serious, of course.
Absolutely.
You used it for a long time?
Yes, yeah. With most of my time being downtown at the main fire station on Sonoma Avenue.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we appreciate that level of community service. And, you know, in honor of that type of service, we have a program that's exclusive to Bay Equity. It's called the Giving to Heroes program, and it's a credit back program, really. Roger, you want to tell our listeners about it?
Sure. So this program helps a lot of people. It helps anybody in government, military, public safety, education, healthcare. So they could be a janitor at a school, or they could be an IT person at a hospital.
Right. They don't have to be front lines.
Right. Or clerical, executive, and they can plug into this program.
So this program, exclusive to Bay Equity Home Loans, you can find out more information by going to givingtoheroes.net, givingtoheroes.net. This program gives money back. You're automatically eligible for it when you apply for a home loan. We know what you do by asking what your employment is, or mm-hmm. if you're retired from any of those sectors, again, public safety or education or if military and medical and all these areas of hero type service. That's the whole essence of it, isn't it, Roger?
Sure. And if you're doing a VA loan, we give it to you automatically because we really appreciate your service.
Yeah. So what kind of numbers are we talking about, Roger? When we're giving lender credit, what can folks expect to see?
So on a, say it's a $400,000 loan and $400,000 property, it's going to be $1,000 back from Bay Equity Home Loans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a direct credit towards closing costs.
And there's no membership fee, of course.
None at all. And it's no strings attached. No. It's no red tape.
No, it's just saying thank you.
That's really cool.
Fair way to say thank you.
Yeah. So if you want to work directly with Roger Farah on this, he is a firefighter and he's got
retired
firefighter. Thank you. But always part of the brotherhood, right?
Yes.
You can reach Roger by calling what number, Roger?
707-322-1100. And also too, we partner with agents in this program to even get you more money back.
So agents you talking about real estate agents, of
yes.
course. So how does that work? They give us percentage of their commission too?
Yes. In fact, there are Terra Firma Global partner agents that are plugged into this program, partnered with it.
Yeah, it's a really good program. So Michelle, we've talked about it before in the past, and I've been helping people with this for years now.
Mm-hmm.
So Giving to Heroes, go to givingtoheroes.net for more information. But you get essentially this free money.
That's so great.
Yeah, and it makes us feel good. We like helping people. There's not a lot of community-oriented lending programs out there. And what's great about this one, Roger can attest to this, is you can attach this credit back towards any of our loan programs. So it's not like it's its own thing.
Right.
If you're a veteran and you're getting a VA loan, mm-hmm. great. We're going to give you some money back. But if you're average, conforming loan, $400,000, $500,000, great. We're going to give you the money back.
Can this be for a refinance? Can you use it for that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Great question, because it doesn't have to be associated to the purchase of real estate.
Okay.
It can be refinancing real estate. So again, you can reach Roger by calling
707-322-1100.
Okay. Well, that's our Giving to Heroes program, folks. So, you know, I've got some examples of where this has really come in to help people, especially on a purchase, Roger. If someone buys a house for, say, $500,000, I've seen credits of about $3,000 that goes to help closing costs. That's free money. Wow. We're not like making you sign up for a membership agreement. Mm-hmm. We're not selling you something. We're a lender offering a service and a home loan product. And this just attaches on to it at Bay Equity. It's part of what we do. So some examples of people that are eligible for the Giving to Heroes program. Public safety, of course. Teachers and education. Military, retired, and active duty. Who am I missing? Medical?
Mm-hmm. Medical.
Medical. And we can extend... I've helped veterinarians.
Did you really?
Yes. I don't want to say no.
Right.
Because
right.
they're helping the community in a medical practice. And it doesn't have to be working on people. It could be working on dogs.
Right.
You know? They're part of the family.
Oh, if you have pets and a vet is able to save your little... Absolutely. Fifi dog. Oh my goodness, how much is that a hero in your life?
Well, and I think, don't you have educators in your family?
Yes, I do. And pretty much everybody.
Everybody.
My brother, both my parents, my grandmother was an educator, all of my aunts. Yeah, it's all, I almost was.
You are. You do it all the time.
Do I teach
you
people?
You spit some knowledge all the time. Yeah.
I do like it. I think it's sort of in my blood to do it.
To do it,
I just never made it as a profession. I'm not saying I never will. There's a possibility I could at some point go back and finish that credits to be a teacher.
Well, we do have affiliates, as we mentioned, that are part of the Giving to Heroes program. And if you're out there and you're a real estate agent and you want to become an affiliate, you can give us a call. Call us at 583-8100, 583-8100. And we'll match you up with a package of information. And it doesn't cost you anything to join or become an affiliate with this program. You know, we just like helping people out.
Right.
And, look, the substance of it is that it's expensive to buy a house. And whenever I talk to somebody about buying a house, I always go through the loan estimate with them. So we sit down over the phone or in person, and I walk them through all the fees and all the prorations. And people are amazed at what it costs to buy a house. And only a small portion of that is what Bay Equity charges. You know, we charge a processing and underwriting fee. But there's so much involved. You've got the title and escrow companies, and that's a big part of it. But I like to make sure people understand that there's really two types of closing costs, Roger.
Sure.
We've got recurring and non-recurring. So share with our listeners what an example
is. Yeah, so really quickly, the non-recurring closing costs are just all the one-time fees like escrow, title, notary, appraisal, recording fee. The recurring fees are things like your insurance, prepaid interest, property taxes.
So those aren't really fees. That's cost of ownership.
Correct.
Also, a lot of that's tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, when you're going to prepare your taxes, you want to make sure that this closing disclosure from the sale, the settlement statement that you get from the sale or purchase of property or refinance, goes to your CPA. Do not forget to do that, because they will figure out how you can maximize your tax benefit from the actual transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But on that transaction, this is why I'm bringing it up, at the end, at the bottom, you're going to see this one that says lender credit. There's only one lender in this town that's going to give you this credit. It's Bay Equity Home Loans, and it's called our Giving to Heroes program. And like I've said, on $500,000 purchase, I've seen some phenomenal credits. It really depends on how much the commission is that the real estate agent's collecting and if there's a real estate agent involved, but it could be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 to $3,000. So it's free money. So if you know, folks, if you know anybody out there that is in the public safety, education, I'm starting to
military,
mix them up. Military,
government,
can't forget the military, government,
mm-hmm.
local
healthcare.
Or federal. They should call Roger Farah at
707-322-1100.
And what will you do, Roger?
We're going to help them with a free pre-approval process and get them ready to buy a house.
So they come in, sit down with you.
Sure.
You take the loan application. And what do? You run their credit. And,
yes.
And when you're running their credit, what we're looking for is what's working today.
Mm-hmm.
For them, and what do they need to do to get into a better position? There's about 30 things that affect someone's interest rate. Credit's a big one.
Absolutely.
Down payment's another one.
And credit profile as well as their scores.
Right. So we're going to look at all that, and then part of that analysis Roger looks for in every client is whether or not they are actually eligible for the Giving to Heroes program. So if they don't even know what to call it, well,
we're going to offer it anyways. Still make sure that they're there. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for a long time. Closing costs are a big part of a transaction, and that's why we've come up with this program, because we figure if we can help somebody pay for the costs of getting a loan, then we can help them increase what they qualify for, right?
Yes.
As a percentage of the loan. A lot of what we do is percentages of loan amounts. So when we get into those closing costs and we talk about the difference between recurring and non-recurring, this credit can go to cover any of them.
That's great.
So another thing I'd like to educate people about when we're talking about costs is the impound account. And Roger's probably seen this a lot. People get surprised. Hey, if I want to include taxes and insurance with my monthly payment, my county taxes and my insurance for the property, you have to establish an impound reserve account. The reason for that is because your county taxes are payable in two installments. They're due by December 10th and April 10th mm-hmm. every year.
Okay.
There's not 6 months in between those two periods.
Right.
There's 5 months in between and then 7 months in between. So that creates a little bit of an odd number throughout the year where we have to establish enough money so that the lender can make a payment on the borrower's behalf. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at closing costs, remember the impound account reserve is one of the key elements. And it doesn't mean you're it's a more expensive transaction. It just means you're prepaying into that fund.
Got it.
So the Giving to Heroes credit can help you to fund your impound account.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you got to pay your taxes and insurance yourself. So impounds is a good way to cover that. Well, folks, we got to go. Thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon. Again, remember to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Many thanks to Roger Farah with Bay Equity. And folks, we'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, be good. See you.